It's 8:45. Live from the studios at KIOS FM, 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you aboard. The Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, also known as MAPA, it's a regional council of governments serving eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. They bring local and regional officials together with citizens just like you to connect, to plan, and to thrive. With me, Sue Cutsforth is the information officer, and Jeff Spees is community relations manager. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. First, I kind of want to talk about the mission of MAPA here, because it certainly seems to, correct me if I'm wrong, but to bridge what can be a communication gap between government agencies and the citizens that are impacted by certain development. Is that a correct assessment, if you will?
Well, I think that's part of it, certainly. MAPA also is a convener across different forms of government, state and city boundaries, county boundaries. So we really stretch and work in all areas across two states in the communities that we serve.
Sure. Do you like what she said, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. And that definitely works in both urban and suburban and rural parts of our region. So it's trying to find common interest and connections between all parts of the region.
Very good. Now, there's the Heartland 2050 Summit is on May 8th. And the theme of this is connecting people to life, transit in a new light. What does that mean?
So we're really fortunate. About last fall, we some leaders from the region went out to Pittsburgh. We do a site visit every year, and we're able to spend time with the CEO of the Port Authority of Allegheny County for a conference called Railvolution. And that CEO is Catherine Egan Kellerman. And Catherine was someone that really helped to kind of transform some of the transportation conversations in Pittsburgh and in their previous role in Tampa, Florida. And so that bringing people together around common issues and understanding how transportation connects people all throughout the region. And it helps solve problems around getting increased access to education or health facilities or economic and job opportunities. And so it really is kind of a core kind of connective tissue to the quality of life in our region.
With the really the advent and the conversation becoming louder with autonomous driving vehicles as also part of the equation, or at least attempting to be a part of the equation, how does that impact public transit as well?
Well, the autonomous vehicle is certainly something that's more and more part of the conversation when it comes to transportation planning and so on. But it still is really about kind of the core element is designing places for people and what makes a vibrant community. And that's, you know, bringing different parts of the region together. And so transportation is the main kind of element of that. And so public transit is still the kind of number one way that we want people to be moving around in the region. And but still it's about, what do people need? What's the problem that they have that transportation can solve? And how can we bring people to be a part of that solution and kind of in the center of the designing of the community? And so autonomous vehicles is certainly one part of it, but it is part of a broader kind of robust transportation system that connects all modes of transportation.
Are there components to public transportation that seem missing here in the Omaha area? As I mean, you think about the low unemployment, the number of headquarters that have joined this greater Omaha area. There's a lot of growth. Do we have a system in place that can handle everything, or are there some improvements that you'd like to see?
The transportation system today is Metro Transit is the main transit authority in the region, and they do a really effective job at understanding the ridership and where people are typically living and where they're going and designing routes that get people to where they want to go. And it's as funding allows, it is making it easier for people to get there. However, there's still we're still looking to bring more of the business community and other leaders together to have a bigger kind of regional conversation about how we ensure that folks from Bellevue or Southwest Omaha, can, or Council Bluffs, that they can all kind of get to where they want to go with the choice of a trip that they want. So that if they want to ride a bike or ride a bus or walk, they can do that as well. They don't have to just rely on an automobile.
Oh, very good. Well, the Heartland 2050 Summit is on May 8th. Where would people go to find information on that so they can be a part of it as well?
They could go to heartland2050.org, and there'll be a link then that will get them to registration.
Outstanding. Well, thank you. It's Sue Cutsforth is the information officer, and Jeff Spees, community relations manager. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate that. Both from MAPPA, Morning Edition continues right now.